This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palta. Five people were killed in an attack on a church west of Johannesburg, South Africa, Saturday. Police say some of the attackers took hostages who were later freed. Officers arrested around 40 people and seized 40 firearms, including rifles, shotguns, and handguns related to the attack on the International Pentecost Holiness Church in Zurbekum. Local media reported one potential motive for the attack is a power struggle at the church between rival factions. Hong Kong's pro-democracy politicians and activists urged people to vote this weekend in informal primary elections. They're choosing candidates who could run for legislative council seats in September. Members of Hong Kong's opposition camp set up hundreds of polling booths Saturday, despite warnings from authorities that could violate a new security law imposed by China. Beijing enacted the law on June 30th in response to Hong Kong's pro-democracy protest movement. It sparked widespread concern that freedoms granted to the semi-autonomous territory in 1997 will be crushed. The Get Out the Vote campaign is an informally organized effort to select democracy candidates who have the best chance of capturing legislative council seats. Democracy candidates would need to win more than 35 of the 70 council seats to regain the power to block government proposals. President Donald Trump has commuted the sentence of his longtime friend and advisor, Roger Stone. Stone was convicted of lying under oath and obstruction during the investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and had been sentenced to serve 3 years and 4 months. Follow this story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Jiangxi Province in southern China is seeing its highest flood warning Saturday. Torrential rain continues to batter much of the country, and state media reports there is a prediction Poyang Lake, attached to the Yangtze River, could overflow. The provincial government raised its flood control response from level 1 to 2 response level to one, according to the People's Daily. That is the top of China's four-tier scale. Zhengzhou County, an island in the middle of Asia's longest river at the end of the lake, issued a call on social media for everyone from the town from ages 18 to 60 to return and help fight the flood, citing a severe lack of hands to reinforce dams. As of 5 p.m. on Saturday, flooding had affected 5.2 million people. Serbian police said Saturday they arrested 71 people after violence erupted in Belgrade late Friday. It was the fourth night of anti-government protests triggered by another coronavirus lockdown. The head of Serbian police said 14 riot officers were injured. They tried to protect the parliament building with tear gas in downtown Belgrade from hundreds of right-wing protesters who tried to storm the building with rocks, bottles, and flares. The protests over President Aleksandar Vučić's handling of the pandemic evolved during the course of the week into anti-government demonstrations attended by thousands of people. Critics say the new surge in infections is the result of the government's decision to relax some lockdown measures in May and to allow parliamentary elections to be held on June 21st, which Vučić's Serbian Progressive Party largely won. Mali opposition groups urged their supporters to remain mobilized on Saturday after one of their leaders was detained in the wake of violent protests. Groups are protesting against the president and temporarily occupied state buildings. On Friday, police fired gunshots and tear gas to disperse protesters who had stormed parliament and the state broadcaster as part of a civil disobedience campaign aimed at forcing President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita to resign. Demonstrators say he failed to tackle Mali's security and economic problems. At least one person was killed in the protests on Friday. Reuters reports Singapore's ruling party has signaled a possible delay to its meticulous succession plans. This after the ruling party's worst ever election results. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.